Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is in Iraq today. We'll hear about that trip next when we continue with All Things Considered.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There was another suicide bombing in Iraq today, this time outside a police station in the northern city of Kirkuk. At least 7 Iraqis were killed, most of them policemen, and dozens more were wounded.
The attack in Kirkuk coincided with the arrival of Secretary of State Donald Rumsfeld in Baghdad. He's there to visit U.S. troops and American-trained Iraqi security forces. NPR's Ivan Watson is in the Iraqi capital, and he joins us now. Ivan, Secretary Rumsfeld's visit was unannounced there. What's he hoping to accomplish on this trip?
Well, he's here to talk about security, basically, and today he did take a look at some of the Iraqi security forces that the U.S. has been training here. These were members of the Civil Defense Corps. The U.S. military says there are more than 200,000 now in uniform. This includes Iraqi police, the new National Iraqi Army, as well as border guards. But the U.S. commanders say, though they'd like to hand over security responsibilities to these forces, it's simply far too early to do that. They don't have the leadership yet or enough training or equipment to take over these responsibilities.
Now, these security forces have been the target of several attacks in recent weeks. What more can you tell us about this attack today in Kirkuk outside the police station there?
Well, this took place this morning, just about the time of the shift change at the police station, one of the Kirkuk's police stations. Cars simply drove up, according to eyewitnesses, and detonated. There were around 20 Iraqi police officers outside the station waiting for orders. The blast, it tore through buildings, it mangled nearby cars, and 2 hours after the explosion, eyewitnesses said body parts were still scattered around the site of that explosion. This is the latest in what has been basically a 4-month campaign of suicide attacks against police stations for the Iraqi police and other headquarters for these security forces that are being trained and equipped by the U.S. Just 2 weeks ago, suicide bombers, 2 days in a row, they hit a police station near Baghdad and an army recruiting center in the city, in the capital. The attack this morning may also have been targeting close U.S. allies, the Kurds. They hit the station in a Kurdish part of Kirkuk, and earlier this month there were twin suicide bomb attacks in the city of Erbil. That's a predominantly Kurdish city just an hour's drive from Kirkuk, and those bombs, which killed more than 100 people and injured more than 100 people, they targeted Kurdish political party offices in that city.
Ivan, there was also an announcement from the United Nations today. This has to do with the transfer of sovereignty to the Iraqi people. Secretary General Kofi Annan said that the earliest Iraq could hold national elections would be the end of this year, but that first the Iraqis would have to agree on a legal framework for organizing that vote. How likely is that?
Well, the Iraqis do seem to be pretty far away from any agreement on the future of this country. The Governing Council right now, which was appointed by the U.S., are 25 members. They've been locked in debate trying to put together an interim constitution. There's a deadline for Saturday to put that together, and they've been hitting a number of snags, and one Governing Council member I spoke with today, he doubted that they would meet that deadline. They're having trouble deciding over what role Islamic law law, Sharia law, will play in the future constitution, how much autonomy the Kurds in the north will have. And meanwhile, a senior Shia Islamic leader, he issued a warning today. He said any delay in elections would be similar to setting off a time bomb in the country, ready to explode, and he raised fears of civil war.
Okay, thank you, Ivan.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad.